You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Since the last presidential election, the national media have portrayed Appalachia as the land of the hopeless. If that's true, then why doesn't the next generation just move away? WUOT News contributor Heather Duncan has the story of an organization helping young people create reasons to stay.
What drew them in was the love story. Not a love between people. It's the love of a place. Of hoe cakes and hollers, of bacon sandwiches at the Texaco, and the color green in its infinite variety across mountain forests. Every year near Valentine's Day, Appalachian Love Week is celebrated on social media by a nonprofit called Stay Together Appalachian Youth, or STAY for short. Many young people first encounter the group through the hashtag Appalachian Love Story. Lou Murray was one of them. She grew up in Boone, North Carolina, but after getting a photography degree, she was pushed to move away for her career. She lives in Newmarket now as STAY's paid coordinator.
I'm still in Appalachia, but I ache for the mountains and home in Western North Carolina. Like, I think about them all the time, and I think about wanting to be there, even though it feels complicated to be there. I believe that things don't have to be as hard as they are, and I believe in doing work that makes things not as hard as they are. And I also believe that work starts at home for me.
STAY helps Appalachians who are between 14 and 30 years old build a network of support for each other. It sometimes provides small grants to help members make their communities places they can stay and want to stay. The group's Summer Training Institute helps members with both personal challenges and organizing activism at home. Murray, who identifies as queer, says STAY attracts those who don't fit the narrative about Appalachia that has dominated since the last presidential election.
There's a certain look about who gets to be Appalachian, and it's not young people, and it's not Black people, and it's not Indigenous people, and it's not queer folks. We're trying to say, yeah, we're Appalachian too.
STAY member Ari Baker felt terrified starting a trans discussion group in Blount County. It has since spread to Knoxville, and Baker helped launch Blount Pride last year. Baker, who coordinates education programs at the Blount County Public Library, says STAY recognizes young people are already community leaders, but bringing them together helps.
Isolation is a big problem in our communities. That's a big problem for a lot of our STAY members, whether they're isolated by their own identity as a queer person or as a person of color or ideologically isolated in their community. And so finding spaces where you can show up as your whole self was a really big part of me figuring out a way to stay.
Makai Davis was often the only Black kid in his class in Big Stone Gap in Southwest Virginia. The 23-year-old dreamed of getting out through a football career or the Air Force before he attended his first STAY Summer Institute.
The STAY project really changed the direction and course of my life because it made me realize how valuable and special this place is to me.
Under the umbrella of STAY, Davis started a project called Black Appalachian Young and Rising. It began in November with a Kentucky conference of about 40, mostly high school students. Although he's working as a server at Applebee's in Johnson City, he'd like to find a job organizing Black Appalachian youth.
There continues to be this dangerous, homogenous narrative that Appalachia only belongs to poor white folk. I think that's dangerous for many reasons. Amongst those are it erases the legacy of white supremacy and why Black people have been pushed out of this region. It erases the beautiful legacy and history of resistance.
Bob Hutton is a senior history lecturer at the University of Tennessee. He says many problems portrayed as special to Appalachia are really rural problems, like poverty and the brain drain. Hutton says what makes Appalachia different right now is mostly its low voter turnout and the way its resources have been removed to benefit other regions.
What a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of Appalachia has been treated as almost an internal colony. That's been a lot of the region's problem.
STAY members rattle off a list of the results. An economy dominated by unreliable, low-paying jobs and prisons, coal, and even tourism. That's paired with a lack of access to safe water, internet, or transportation.
The lack of investment in youth in general is common from hill to hood to holler. People don't invest in youth. They don't invest in places for young people that are sober spaces. They don't invest in places that are for their health and mental health.
STAY's age guidelines are strict, so Murray will have to leave her job when she turns 30 this year. Ari Baker is aging out too, but the connections woven through STAY have become a part of their Appalachian love stories. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.